Hey everybody, Brandon Cull here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a marathon while you're stuck on the starting line? That nagging voice, constantly whispering doubts and insecurities, can really throw a wrench in our day. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule your life. We're talking about overcoming negative self-talk, building genuine confidence, and becoming the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into some serious mental muscle training. First things first, recognize that negative self-talk is like a weed. It grows fast and thrives in fertile ground. It feeds off those insecurities and fears lurking inside. But here's the awesome part. Just like you wouldn't let weeds take over your garden, you can yank the negativity right up by the roots. Number 1, awareness is key. Start paying attention to those negative thoughts. What are they saying? When do they show up? Recognizing the patterns helps us disarm their power. It's like catching a lie mid-sentence, suddenly their words lose their sting. Next, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Are they really facts or just opinions disguised as reality? Would you say these things to your best friend? Probably not, right? So why are we so quick to dish it out to ourselves? Third, reframe your thinking. When negativity creeps in, consciously shift your focus to positive affirmations. Think about your strengths, your accomplishments, the things you're grateful for. It's like giving your brain a healthy dose of sunshine instead of storm clouds. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone stumbles sometimes, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a loved one. Remember, we are all works in progress, and that's what makes life so beautiful, the journey, not just the destination. And finally, celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your successes. Give yourself credit for showing up, trying your best, and overcoming challenges. These little victories build confidence and fuel your fire to keep pushing forward. Okay, let's get real. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, palms are sweating, and that inner critic is screaming in your ear, "You're going to mess up, everyone will laugh." That feeling of dread? It's crippling confidence before it even has a chance to shine. But what if you flip the script? Instead of focusing on potential failures, imagine yourself confidently delivering your message, engaging the audience, and leaving a lasting impact. You've got this. So, how do we translate these insights into action? Start by identifying those negative thought patterns that hold you back. Write them down, analyze them, and challenge their validity. Then, consciously replace those doubts with positive affirmations and visualize yourself succeeding. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about believing in yourself and your ability to navigate challenges head-on. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of fortitude. Let's inspire each other to silence the negativity and unleash our full potential. You ready to conquer that next challenge? I know you are. Until next time, keep your chin up, your spirit strong, and remember you're capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.